This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, you know that sound means. It is a Fransky Friday here on the Midday Show. We'll talk some fills here with Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phillies come off a 7-3 road trip, 21 wins on the season. Head home tonight, starting a series with the Giants. How you doing, Scott?
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Pretty good. Hey, Scott, I know it's been a week since I talked to you, but that prediction that I made the last time, it don't look like it's going too bad for me right now. I know it's a lot of baseball left to be played, but I'm just saying, I'm starting to feel like I'm a baseball guy now.
That's right, and I'm a football guy, you know?
Well, Scott,
you're getting there, Hugh.
So what do you attribute? Like, I know I've kind of asked this kind of question last week, but what do you attribute the success that they had? Because the last couple games, Scott, I mean, the team hasn't played well, but they found ways to win.
Well, I mean, I think they were getting a little tired at the end of that trip. I mean, it was a long run, you know, 14 days, no off days, and to do it on the road. I just think they were kind of wearing down. They made some mistakes, that are kind of indicative of guys, you know, that maybe are getting a little bit tired, errors, mental errors, whatever. But I just think they they're a good team. They're a really good team. The more you see other teams around baseball, the more you realize it's a good team. Atlanta, they're still in first place, but they've got their warts. They've got their issues. And not that the Phillies don't. It's a long season. But this is a really good team, especially when fully healthy.
Scott, it's interesting because the way we've talked about them the last years, it's almost like there's two different chapters of it, right? The regular season chapter is they're good, but they're not in the class of, let's say, the Dodgers or the Braves. And the postseason comes around and they turn it on and they're just as good or better than those teams. Scott, should we change that first chapter? Do you think we've had enough of this season where we could say they're just as good as the Braves and Dodgers? Because I look at it, they had those first two games to start the year. It was kind of ugly. Since then, they're 21-9, and I think it's like a plus 42 run differential. It looks to me like they're on that level with the Braves and Dodgers. How would you assess where they are compared to the other great NL teams?
Well, I mean, let's go back to, what is it, the June 1st or whatever date from last year. I mean, from there to the end, they were one of the great teams in the National League, right? They got off to a terrible start. Now, this year, they had a good April. I don't know. Will they have a good May? We'll start finding out tonight. But I absolutely think they are, again, if they're fully healthy, which, by the way, for the first 2 months last year, they were not. They are this year. And I think that says, I think you can easily say that they're one of the best three teams in the National League. They are every bit the Braves and Dodgers right now. And again, all three teams have issues, have warts, have things they want to overcome and mistakes they need to correct. But they're all really, really good teams.
They are. And Scott, the part of the reason, I think the biggest reason, has been the starting pitching for this team. And it's interesting to watch how this is going to evolve now. Taijuan Walker, his first start Sunday, he was okay, and then maybe he was left in a little too long and had that bad inning to end it. He's going to stay in the rotation, obviously, for now. Spencer Turnbull, though, Scott, he's still in it, and it feels like we haven't gotten a concrete answer on what's going on here. I know Zach Wheeler doesn't love the six-man rotation. Scott, what's your guess now that we've had another turn through on what they do with Turnbull? Because I thought he pitched well again the other day.
Yeah, I think my guess is that Turnbull will sort of be lined up on the same days that Sanchez pitches, and he'll be a bulk reliever on those days. That's my guess. I do think, and they'll let that play out for a little bit and see what that looks like. Because again, you know, you mentioned Zach Wheeler, you know, getting a one extra day is one thing, getting two extra days is another. You had an off day yesterday, so there's one built in for him. You come back around again, there's another, you know, off day coming up next week, you know, for the whole team. So then there's another free day built in. I just don't see Turnbull sticking to the rotation right now. I think he'll be used as a long, you know, bulk reliever. And they'll try to, you know, say piggyback him with Sanchez, and maybe they get the whole game done on those two guys and they give the bullpen another day of rest that day. I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. I think they're kind of feeling it out. I think they're sort of playing it. I don't want to say playing it by ear because they have a plan, I think. But I do think they're willing to be flexible with that plan.
As far as Castellanos is concerned, are we feeling a little bit better about him, or are we still kind of like on the fence about, you know, what he's been able to do in these last couple of games?
I don't know. Are we?
I mean, I'm like, you
I'm
know,
on
yeah.
the fence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm nervous.
Are you nervous?
I'm not as nervous as I was. He had a couple clutch hits the other night, so I'm not as nervous as I was. And I was just curious, how did you feel about that?
I mean, again, it's weird because then the next day he strikes out four times,
yeah.
Right? So what do you make of the big swing the other night in Anaheim? I don't know. I don't know that – I mean, I don't think you're ready to say Nick is right by any stretch, mm-hmm. but I do think you can say, A, number one, Nick is working his tail off to try to get right. B, he's trying a lot of different things. C, I believe – that in general, guys will play to their track record, and that could mean a real big explosion for Nick Castellanos coming up. You know, maybe he does turn it around. I know that internally they've been encouraged of late, but it's not always results, you know, that are showing up. But I don't know. I got to get more out of that guy. He's paid a lot of money to drive in runs and to hit home runs. I'm going to need more out of him, you know, over the long haul. So the flip side of that question is, what if he doesn't? What are the options? There's nothing internally that's going to necessarily change the game. There may be some bats at AAA that you might consider using here and there, but but again, I don't know what the alternative would be. A trade? I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of is they'd get another outfield bat, maybe not a guy that makes a ton of money or who's established as much. And, you know, if we have to platoon or you have to give that guy more at-bats down the stretch, maybe. But that's probably for a couple of months from now. Scott, one guy that, you know, you mentioned the back of the baseball card, but he's looks like he's changing the back of his baseball card is Ranger Suarez. He did it again last Saturday in San Diego. Scott, what is it like calling these games with him? They go so fast. He gets the ball, he pitches, he gets outs, he doesn't work deep counts, he's not walking batters as much as he has in the past. It's, sometimes I watch him and I see a little bit of Cliff Lee when he was at his best.
You know, what I love about him is that you can make a dinner reservation. You know what I mean? Because you know he's going to get you out of there in quick fashion. He's very much like Cliff Lee. His demeanor, his actions, you know, body language, all that on the mound is very similar to Cliff Lee. But, you know, Rangers, he's got a little fire inside him. He wants to win. I think he understands that, you know, with the start he's had, you know, he's pitcher of the month now in the National League. That's a big feather in his cap and kind of gets everybody's attention nationally. And they all start to think of Ranger Suarez not just as a number three, but, you know, hey, the way he's pitched right now, he's your number one. He's been your number one. I think it's great. Honestly, I think it's great for the game for people to see that you don't have to throw 98 to succeed. You can learn how to pitch, and you can pitch at 91, 92, and you can move the ball around, and you can change speeds, and you can locate. Again, Ranger's still got good breaking stuff, and he's got good command of it. But I think that's really what it doesn't have to be the world's best curveball or the world's best changeup. When you use it all together, that's called pitching, and he knows how to do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. See if you could guess this one. We'll see if you can come up with it. And maybe next week, if you're right, we'll give you a prize or something here, Scott. Because so far this season, we've had a few guys carry the load, you know, for a week or two. First, it was Marsh. Then Trey Turner got white hot. And obviously, Alec Bohm has been, white hot for a while now. But he took the kind of the torch next. Scott, if you had to guess, who's next? Who's the next guy? Maybe it's something you're hearing, seeing. Maybe he's close. Who do you think the next one is to get hot for a week or two and carry this offense?
I'm gonna go on Harp. I'm gonna say it's gonna be Harp. His time is coming.
A good guess. I mean, and you know, the funny part is with him. You look at his numbers, and Scott, I don't feel like Bryce has really gotten going yet. And yet, his numbers are not bad. I mean, his adjusted OPS is 130. His OPS is 806. Like, if he has a good week, he's going to be, his numbers will be amazing again.
Yeah, I mean, the average is not probably where he wants it
right
to be, but there's all those sort of underlying numbers that tell you he's still seeing pitches. He's making the right choice between ball and strike. He's not chasing. He's hitting balls hard, that's for sure. I think we're going to start to see him come up with some, you know, bigger hits, driving some runs. There's no doubt that the way this team is built, what's fun about it is that you can have a scenario where one week it's Turner and one week it's Bohm and one week it's Marsh and then it's Harp and then it's Schwarber's turn and then maybe it'll be Castellanos' turn. And they're all capable of it, right? Harper maybe more so than others for a really long stretch of time. But they're all capable of being those kinds of players and carrying a team for a week or so. So that's part of what makes them so good, right? That's why good teams win 100 games as opposed to having a great month where they, you know, win, you know, get on pace to win 90. It's because they have pieces up and down the lineup that make up for when somebody else isn't hitting.
Yeah, the depth of it. It's why the Dodgers and Braves have been
right
so good, and the Phillies feel like they're there now. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll be listening tonight as the Giants come into town. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you.
Sounds good, boys. Talk to you next week.
There we go. Scott Fransky, they're the voice of the Phillies, of course, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. I mean, he acknowledged it. You're the baseball guy now.
Yeah.
He's a football guy.
You see how he was asking me questions.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that.
Well, we'll see if he gets the mantle back because he predicted Harper's the next one to
get
hot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he can definitely have it, man. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, to be the baseball guy?
Yeah, it is. A lot of pressure.
Well, you know, I think you should wear this. You should wear this as a badge of honor. You're the baseball guy at WIP. Again, you move past Ruben Amaro, Ben Davis. I mean, you zoom past Jack. I mean, that's obvious. So now you're the baseball guy.
Yeah, you know, I've been noticing Jack been giving me the side eye a little bit. He reluctantly gave my props the other day.